Welcome, everybody. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're going to talk a little Queen Bey this afternoon. I cannot wait. If you were watching the NFL on Christmas and you got to see Beyonce return to live TV for the first time in 4 years, there was so much going on in that performance, and it was loaded with symbolism and imagery that has both a social and political commentary element to it. I'm going to get to all of that this afternoon, but of course, because we're Civic Media and we're all about real news, got to bring you some more breaking news. Apparently, a truck broke through the ice and has sort of fallen into Shawano Lake. At approximately 6:32 a.m. this morning, the dispatch center for the town of Westcott, as reported by Shawano County Sheriff's Office, received a call regarding a vehicle that had gone through the ice on Shawano Lake. Apparently, the guy drove out there to deliver food to somebody ice fishing or hanging out on the ice. Whoops-a-daisy. Right through the ice, sheriff deputies responded. That guy had gotten out of the truck before it had gone completely under or before anything bad happened further. He's safe. Nobody else injured. Boy, it is not cold enough for this right now. Again, be careful out there. And listen, I can't lay claim to not doing some stupid stuff on lakes in my day, including Shawano Lake. Love it when a little tidbit of news relates to an embarrassing Maggie Dawn story. This one included. If you've been listening, some of you may know that I usually try to spend a little time each summer up on Shawano Lake. Lucky enough to have a dear friend that's got a family little cottage on the lake. We hang out, tool around on their lovely pontoon boat. Might even try to do some water skiing every once in a while. They got a big engine on that pontoon. Last time we were doing that, we had so much fun watching me wipe out as I'm water skiing. We ran out of gas. Now, if you're from that area, if you're from Shawano County and you're familiar with Shawano Lake, that is a big sucker of a lake. So there wasn't anybody exactly nearby. We were doing the friendly, you know, boater wave. And thankfully, we were actually in range of cell service, had to embarrassingly call the Shawano County Sheriff's Department and ask for a little assistance. I do not remember the sheriff deputy that came out with the gas can to help us out. But my hat's off to that proud public servant and public safety officer. Thank you. Saved my butt stuck out on a Shawano Lake. Glad to hear that everybody in Shawano County and that gentleman are safe and nothing bad happened there. Please, folks, contact your sheriff's department. Check out the DNR. If you think you can take a vehicle out on a lake, go check the thickness. It isn't consistent everywhere in this state right now, so please be careful out there. With that in hand, thank you. I should say thanks very much to my friend, Rob from Tigerton, who sent me that breaking news on our text line. Remember, folks, you can join us 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Let's get into a topic that everybody around these parts loves to talk about, football. Packers making the playoffs despite an abysmal last game, riddled with special teams problems. So infuriating to watch that. And then yet a glimmer of hope at the end. Seemed like we were charging down the field. And then Matt LaFleur blows a timeout, allowing the Bears to keep a timeout, which they desperately needed, having only one left, which allowed them to stop the clock when they regained possession, which eventually let them set up their winning field goal, much to the glee of my good friend Scott from Shorewood, who's a Bears fan, was watching with my buddy Dom. I was so frustrated by that game. And then reporting yesterday late and early this morning that Watson, his other knee, what was supposed to be the good knee, now with the ACL tear. Ugh, what a bummer, man. I don't think we're going too deep in the playoffs, y'all. Gotta say. Not unless special teams can get their act together. And, you know, Matt LaFleur act like the veteran coach that he is. Now, my props to Matt LaFleur for owning it, full mea culpa over that blown decision to use the timeout towards the end of that game. But I was watching that game with a lot of anticipation, wanting to hopefully see the Packers put on a clinic, getting ready for the playoffs, not to be. That snapping their 11-game winning streak, boy, don't let it go. If you're a Bears fan, don't let that go to your head. Okay, now, just don't. You know, over the last 12 games, you got one for 12. That's nothing to brag about. In other news, of course, the Lions continuing their domination. I'll be excited to see how far and how deep the Lions go in the playoffs. Y'all know I love some sports. If you haven't listened to me before, in addition to, you know, the economist and lawyer bit, I'm an old has-been athlete. Played a wee bit of rugby in college, won a national championship there. So, yeah, folks, I love talking about some sports. Huge baseball fan. My dad, big baseball fan. That's where I got the love of that game from. My dad also passing on the storied tradition of learning some colorful four-letter language while watching the Packers back in the day. Back with Magic Man, the Magikowski, when he was the quarterback. Those were some lean days, those pre-Favre days. And of course, we had Aaron Rodgers, potentially his last game, putting on an NFL uniform. Really ironic to me, he gets his 500th touchdown, and he shows up like the Aaron Rodgers of old, didn't he? Great game for him. After becoming, the most sacked quarterback in NFL history the prior weekend in a astounding loss, 40-0, I don't know about you folks, but I cannot wait for Aaron Rodgers to literally hang up his cleats. I've heard just about enough out of Aaron Rodgers. Seems to me that a four-time MVP should have more than one Super Bowl ring, and I think it's emblematic of his failure to lead in the locker room and the field. Nobody wants to play for a jerk, let's be honest. He's got his favorite guys, right? Favorite players, favorite receivers, favorite coaches. But overall, I don't think this is a guy that has inspired a lot of players and teams to come together well. I also want to acknowledge just a bunch of texts coming in about my decisions to take different callers. I just want to let you all know this. I'm going to usually give people a shot at it. This is why I sort of announce the rules. Please don't deflect. Please don't disrespect. Please don't disinform. It's kind of the ground rules here, right? And if a caller wants to talk about how I run my show, that's a deflection. We're not going to do that, right? So I appreciate all the text messages. Got a bunch coming in. Lee from the Grove, I see you. Philip from Beaver Dam pointing out that 90% of our media is controlled by five corporations. We do not get the real news. I agree with you, Phil. New texter from the 215, also giving a little shout out. Appreciate all of that. Everybody, I see you, John from Hubertus, and Tom from Jackson agreeing with me. So long, A-Rod. We've had just about enough. Bye-bye. Bye, Felicia. All of that by way to talk about, and here's the intersection, the through line, right? Aaron Rodgers goes on Pat McAfee and spouts off whatever he thinks, all manner of topics. A lot of what he says is just stupid. But I will defend to the end his right to say stupid stuff on a media outlet. If ESPN wants to pay him a mil to show up on the Pat McAfee show and dish out salacious stupidity, good on him, because he's probably done as an NFL QB, right? But there has been so much blood and ink and spilled and pearl clutching over athletes and celebrities getting involved or making political or social critiques and commentary. I've never had a problem with it. We all have a right to say what we think. Some people have much bigger platforms than others do, celebrities included. I think it's kind of interesting. I don't like it when they make stuff up and lie, but I think it's interesting. And let's be honest, news, It should inform, but we're in the age where one of the reasons that we don't get all the real news is because it's infotainment at a certain level. So, of course, there's a natural intersection between political and social commentary and the news and the entertainment industry. Right? I mean, Fox isn't a news outlet. It's an entertainment platform. You don't believe me? Just read their legal filings. Right? I mean, they admit that. No one would actually believe anything we say on this network. It's entertainment. Everybody knows that. And one of the reasons that I think, you know, it's important to talk about Beyoncé's position in our culture, in our dialogue, in our Ubermensch consciousness, is because she is a Black woman from Houston, Texas, who crosses and breaks through all kinds of boundaries. She's won more Grammys than any other recording artist in history. She's tied with her husband for the greatest number of Grammy nominations, but the CMAs, the Country Music Awards, couldn't figure out how to give her a single award? Come on now. And she makes commentary through her music, through her lens of the world, on things much more broad than just the music industry or just her life. She becomes a foil. She's a bit of a cultural zeitgeist, if you will. And what she did on December 25th, on Christmas Day, was to yet again reestablish herself not just as the preeminent entertainer of our time, but as an artist who presents in an entertaining form absolutely critical political and social commentary. I'm going to explain all of the imagery and symbolism that happened that day and tell you, you know, again, why this is important to us, why it's important to us as big fans of football right here in Wisconsin. When we come back, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network, I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show. Join us, 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. Want to hear what you thought of Beyoncé's epic performance on Christmas Day? Back in just a moment. Such a talent.